Florida officials may remove Sanctuary City Mayor. By Warner Todd Houston on April 15, 2025. Florida's top law enforcement officer is warning the mayor of Orlando that he could be removed from office if he implements a pro-migrant law passed by the town's city council. In 2018, Orlando approved local rules entitled the Trust Act, which aimed to turn Orlando into a sanctuary city. But state officials are warning Orlando that sanctuary policies are illegal in Florida, according to WJXT-TV. Florida Attorney General Republican James Uthmeyer jumped to social media on Monday to warn Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer that sanctuary city policies had become void when Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a statewide law in 2019. Today, I sent a letter to Orlando Mayor reminding him that the sanctuary policy adopted by the city in 2018, the Trust Act, is void under a 2019 law signed by Gov. Ron DeSantis, Uthmeyer wrote on X. If the city enforces the policy as Mayor Dyer suggested, especially with Orlando Police signing a 287G agreement with ICE, there will be consequences. Today, I sent a letter to Orlando Mayor reminding him that the sanctuary policy adopted by the city in 2018, the Trust Act, is void under a 2019 law signed by Gov. Ron DeSantis. If the city enforces the policy as Mayor Dyer suggested, especially with Orlando Police signing a pic.twitter.com/inlajradik. Attorney General James Uthmeyer, @JamesUthmeyer, April 14, 2025. Sanctuary policies are not tolerated or lawful in Florida, Uthmeyer's letter reads. Failure to abide by state law may result in the enforcement of applicable penalties, including but not limited to being held in contempt, declaratory or injunctive relief, and removal from office by the governor. Mayor Dyer responded with a letter of his own insisting that he and his administration don't have any intention of violating federal or state law and also noted that he and his city signed the Memorandum and Agreement 287G Task Force model with ICE. Dyer wrote, our OPD officers and in the process of being trained by ICE to provide assistance at its direction. We assure you we will continue to use our best efforts to support the enforcement of federal immigration law, as well as state law. I'm always available to provide additional information or assist you and your office in any way. Despite his claims of being a follower of the law, Dyer has also developed a reputation for being a social justice warrior who wants to protect illegal aliens in Orlando. With Dyer in the lead, for instance, the city passed its Trust Act to the cheers of immigration activists, the South Florida Sun-Sentinel reported at the time. Dyer was even celebrated by the NBA in 2021 as a social justice game changer. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X @WT Houston, or Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston.